Well, good morning. This is Pastor Bonner, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Tomorrow's Easter, and I want to share an Easter story with you from the Gospel of Luke chapter 24. So if you get a Bible or take some notes, Luke chapter 24. And before we do that, I want to just take a moment to invite you out to Bible Baptist Church of Selah. We are a country church just north of Selah, about 2.5 miles north of Selah High School on the Selah Loop Road. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 1089, Selah, Washington, 98942. If you'd like to leave a phone call, 509-697-8895. But if you're in the area, come out and pay us a visit for Easter Sunday morning service. Adult Bible class, as well as children's Sunday school classes and teen classes are at 10 a.m. Church is at 11 a.m. And we're out right about noonish. We do use the King James Bible. We love to sing the old-time hymns for Easter. I'm sure we'll sing the song, I Serve a Risen Savior. You know that one, He Lives. Wonderful, wonderful song. So you come on out and pay us a visit. Now we'll get to Luke chapter 24. We begin reading here in the Gospel of Luke in verse 1, chapter 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulcher bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. The first day of the week, of course, is Sunday. They came to the sepulcher, which is the tomb or the grave. And verse number 2, they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Let me stop there. The two men, of course, were angels, but those women went that first Easter Sunday morning, not looking for an empty tomb, not looking for an open grave, but looking for the body of Jesus that they could finish preparing him for burial. The disciples had made themselves scarce. People were afraid. And so there they were in verse 5, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces on the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? These were two angels. They said, Why seek ye the living among the dead? And so in verse 6, the angel said, He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Listen, Jesus told them that he must die on the cross for their sins, and that he would be buried and rise again the third day. But they forgot it. If they had remembered it, all of the Christians, all the disciples, the apostles, these women, they would all have been there waiting to see the empty tomb. But no, everybody ran scared. They were afraid. And the women were going there to dress the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9 of Luke 24. And they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, the other woman that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. So when they went back and told Peter and the rest of them, listen, we went to that tomb. It was empty. There was an angel there, said he is risen as he said he would. And we remembered what Jesus said after the angel told us that. And they're telling them what the angels told them and what they had saw and what they had heard. And in Luke verse 11 of chapter 24, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Listen, they gave the truth, and they wouldn't believe. Then Peter arose and ran to the sepulchre, in verse 12, and stooping down, and behold, the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Now, behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 60 furlongs. That's about 6.5 miles. And so Peter goes and he looks to see, and he begins to wonder about these things. And two of these disciples were walking from Jerusalem. Verse 14, and they talked together of all the things which had happened. That was the crucifixion, the burial, the death and burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. They talked about all of these things. And it came to pass that while they communed together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. They could not see. They didn't recognize Jesus there that day. But verse 17, and he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? He said, what is it you're talking about? Why are you so sad? As you men are walking along here, you just look so sad, dejected, rejected. You look so sorrowful, you know? And what manner of communications? What are you guys talking about? And in verse 18, and one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? They said, Are you a stranger in town? Don't you know what's been going on? And we read down here, and he said unto them, What things? Jesus said, What things? What are you talking about? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And yea, certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Now we go on down to verse 25. Then he said unto them, Jesus said in verse 25, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh to the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us. In other words, they encouraged him, Hey, stay with us. They really enjoyed the company. They enjoyed what he was saying. They didn't recognize even yet that he was Jesus. The Bible said, But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us. For it is toward evening, and the day is far spent, and he went in to tarry, or wait with them, to be with them. Verse 30, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave it to them, and their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Jesus was walking with these men. They didn't recognize Jesus. They didn't understand who he was, but they were listening to him along the way. And now all of a sudden their eyes were open. Hey, we've been walking and talking with Jesus. They were saddened. They thought their Savior had died. The one they put their faith and hope and trust in. The last they had seen, he'd been taken off a cross and placed into a borrowed grave. They had put their faith and hope and trust in Jesus Christ. But now in their mind, he is dead. They forgot about the resurrection. They forgot what he had taught them. They forgot what the prophets of old had said. But they said in Luke 24, 32, and they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Jesus Christ gave the scriptures to these men, and they said, Did not our heart burn within us while he walked with us, while he opened the scriptures? Listen, the word of God should set our hearts on fire. The word of God is powerful. It was given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But my friends, there are many people today who don't know who Jesus is. These people who had lived with Jesus and walked with Jesus and saw his miracles and heard his preaching and teaching and saw him bring Lazarus forth from the dead, and they saw him feed 5,000 people with the lunch of a boy of 5 little cakes of bread, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They saw what he did. They saw his healings. They saw his preaching and teaching and bringing people forth from the dead. And yet now, when he goes to the cross, as he said he would, as he gives his life, as he sheds his blood, as he's taken down off that cross, as he's placed into a borrowed tomb, their hope had been dried up within them. They did not believe that Jesus Christ would come forth from the grave, as he said. They were hoping that he would come and deliver Israel. Some of these people were looking for a Savior to come and rid them from Roman oppression. But Jesus came to redeem people, to free people, to liberate people from the oppression of sin, not from a government, but from sin. And Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary, and he gave his life for you and I. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. All the sacrifices he went through, all of the torture he went through, was for sins that you and I have committed. And they placed him into that borrowed tomb. Like an old Jewish friend of mine said, a converted Jew back in the Midwest said years ago, they said, you ask, why was he buried in a borrowed tomb? He said he only needed it for 3 days. But my friends, that's all he needed. And he came forth out of that grave. Jesus Christ conquered death, hell, and the grave for you and for me. When he was on that cross, he had you and me in mind. He died in my place, in your place, for every sin we've ever committed, whether it was lying, cheating, stealing, whether it was adultery. The Bible said whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You realize to worry is sin. The Bible said if a man knoweth to do good and doeth it not, in the book of James, to him it is sin. Sin is failing to do what's right. It's failing to have faith. It's not only doing the wrong thing, it's failing to do what's right. Sin is sin. Jesus died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. And the blood of Jesus Christ can wash the vilest sinner clean. Jesus Christ, on that cross, there were two thieves, and he stopped dying long enough to save that one thief next to him on the cross of Calvary. My friends, we have a wonderful, wonderful Savior in Jesus Christ. We celebrate Easter, and we celebrate it because it's the day of the risen Savior that we set aside to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how he came forth out of that grave. We serve a risen Savior. We celebrate and worship on Sunday. The Jews celebrated the Sabbath, which is sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. That's a covenant, God's word says in the Old Testament, between God and the nation of Israel. Shortly after the resurrection of Christ, the early Christians and disciples started going to church on Sunday, the Lord's Day. So, my friends, in essence, every Sunday is an Easter Sunday. We have a wonderful Savior. Are you saved? Jesus died in your place on the cross. Are you saved? If you're not, would you turn to Jesus Christ? Ask him to forgive you of your sins and ask him to come into your heart and save your soul. Jesus said in John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Listen, time is going by. Appreciate you tuning in. Till next week, Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. God bless. Have a great week in the Lord Jesus Christ.